I'm Sue Faria. I'm from Glencoe, down the southeast of South Australia, and I run a very small hobby farm with low-line cattle.
So what sort of preparation goes to getting your cows here?
Months of selecting the right animal to come, and then it's a matter of feeding them, making sure they're conditioned, break them into halter and to lead, and make sure they're quiet and enough to do all that. And yeah, it's a fair bit of preparation. They have to be washed and clipped, and then the hard work starts when you get here, really.
So when it comes to arriving, what sort of process goes into getting the cattle ready?
The process for getting cattle ready. Well, you set up your stalls, get them all settled and fed and everything, but yeah, usually the day before, or you start with washing. Sometimes clipping again. I mean, they've already been pre-clipped. Somebody just tidying up, making sure they look nice, just giving them a nice haircut. Yeah, keeping them calm, settled, that sort of thing. We exercise them every morning. We've got to clean up their stalls every morning and make sure they're ready for the stalls are nice and clean for the public. Exercising them on the lawn, and then it's just constant. Giving them water, food.
When the public aren't here, when everyone else goes home, what's the atmosphere like around the showgrounds?
Fantastic. It's a real social atmosphere. Everybody gets together. Most people get on really well, regardless of breeds. Yeah, we just wander around the sheds, talk to everybody. This is about the only time we catch up with them.
Now, you stay in one of the lockers?
Yes, I do.
Can we have a bit of a look at what life's like for staying in the locker?
You certainly can. This is an empty locker, which they've moved out of. So you can see they're about 6 foot by 6 foot. And no roof, so you've got fresh air.
Air conditioning included?
Air conditioning, yes. It gets very cold. But, yeah, this is the actual locker I'm staying in. And so there's two studs in here. So we've got bunks, and it's just everything's thrown in together. Things hanging on nails. A string hanging your wet towels and so forth. It's a real camping experience.
So you bring everything that's in here, the bunks, the swags, everything?
Yes, there are some lockers that do have bunks in them, and usually that's because the regular breed that goes in there has set them up and they just go back in there every year. But yes, I bring the bunks and the swags and all my clothes, bags of boots. You know, you're here for 7 days, you have 14 pairs of shoes and, you know, for 14 shirts and 17 pairs of jeans because there's no washing facilities.
And there's probably not a lot of kitchen facilities either. How do you go about avoiding Dagwood dogs for tea every night?
There is actually a small mess which we share with the sheep breeders as well. There is a fridge in there which doesn't work. That's the only facilities you have. So you have to bring down your own small fridge or an Engel plug-in fridge, fry pans, microwaves, toasters, kettles, the whole thing, it has to come down. Usually you'll bring down things like bread, milk, that sort of thing to start with, and then you just go shopping and just buy all your food here and, yeah, cook all your meals because otherwise it's just way too expensive.
How many years have you been doing this?
I think this is 17 years. Yeah.
Wow. What keeps bringing you back?
I don't know. Every year I ask that question myself. I think it's the social atmosphere, you know, and it's good advertising for your stud. Sometimes it's really hard to get the word out. And if you don't show, nobody knows you're around. So it's really hard to sell animals. And yeah, so that's the main motivation, I suppose. But, yeah, the social aspect is the best part.
Camping's always good fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So my name's Lisa Kirk. I'm from Victor Harbour. My family are actually dairy farmers, but I've jumped the fence to the beef cattle industry. I probably prefer that side more. So my family have been dairy farmers, yeah, for a few generations, and I just, yeah, probably don't like the intensity of it and the early mornings and late nights, 365 days a year. So I'm trying to be the smart one and get out of that so I can, yeah, make the most of a different lifestyle, I guess.
So what's been your role here with that, with Wilson's?
So this show, I'm helping Curls and Pines, Paul Hereford's stud. They're based in Keith at the moment. So I've been helping Mark and Andrew Wilson, their young Paul Hereford breeders. They've had a stud established for most of the young boys' lives. They've sort of grown up with it, and now they've both stepped up and taken on the the family business. They're very successful, so this show they've won Supreme exhibit with one of their cows, so we're very proud about that. They also won their breeders group and the size progeny group, so yeah, they're in good stead for the coming year.
Now the public are slowly dying out, the numbers are sort of slowly heading out now. Do you get quite a few people coming through?
Yeah, we do. As you can see, we've barricaded it off to try and keep some of them out. There's a bit happening at the moment with trucks being loaded and the steers coming in. But during hectic times like judging, we do block it off, which is good. But as you say, yeah, we get a lot of the public coming through and, you know, it's good to display your studs and your cattle to the best of their abilities and try and promote your stud. I guess sometimes it's a bit of a safety hazard. We try and keep everyone safe. You get a few little kids coming up behind the animals and a few prams and that, so that's, yeah, part of it.
The heart stops for a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, just trying to make sure that everyone's all right, because I guess a lot of people, yeah, don't understand, and that, you know, even though an animal's quite quiet, we might get a kick here or there, but I think everyone's been pretty good this show, no incidents.
So once everyone goes home, what's it like here at the showgrounds?
Once the public goes home, yeah, we take a big deep breath and a bit of a sigh of relief. So, yeah, it gets quieter and I guess, yeah, we can just all relax a bit, not have to worry about the hustle and bustle, everything else happening out there.
And just feeding the cows at the moment?
Yeah, just getting that done. So end of the day, they're pretty happy to have a good feed and a drink of water, settle in for the night.
And you stay at the locker overnight. What's that like?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've been doing it since I was 10, so I'm an old hand at it now. But, yeah, don't tell anyone, but I whipped out the shower before during show hours and had a towel around me and walked past the sheep shed and whipped back into the locker. So hopefully too many people didn't see me, but it's, yeah, you learn to sort of make it your home. And the hard thing is during the day, you run up, you've got 5 minutes to go, well, 5 seconds to go to the toilet, and there's a line of 30 people. So that's a bit of a hard thing. But no, it's no worries. It's good. Once the school kids come in for the school steers, it'll be a different story. You won't be able to sleep in the locker. There'll be kids running around everywhere and having parties. So, yeah.
I'm Nick Sullivan. I'm from Mornington Peninsula in down the bottom of Victoria. And I'm actually doing my building apprenticeship at the moment, but I'm up here helping the Day family show their Pole Hereford cattle. So I've got a few stud cows running around down at home. But, yeah, Locke's got a bigger team this year, so came up and gave him a hand.
Now, one of your main jobs is to stay here overnight with the cattle. How does that go?
Yeah, it's good. First few nights had a cold shower, so it was a bit rough, but yeah, it's not too bad. So you just get a little locker to stay in and a swag, and that's about it. So,
is it like real camping?
Oh yeah, a little bit. You're pretty much just in a swag, and yeah, there's public bathrooms and showers and stuff you go to, so yeah.
What's it like once everyone leaves, the public leave the gates for the night?
Yeah, it's a lot of the people sort of hang around their cattle for a bit, but then also there's quite a few that sort of go back to their hotels and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, we just sort of stay up around the cattle and look after them till about sort of 11 o'clock or so.
So what sort of jobs are you doing until then?
Pretty much just mucking out behind them and keeping their beds tidy, so it's not such a big job in the morning.